I'm talking about miracles. Things that you just don't hardly ever hear about in church. You just don't hardly hear about miracles anymore. A few, but not very often. A miracle to me is when Peter walked up to the man that was crippled and he said, alms, alms. And Peter said, I don't have any money, but what I have better than money, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And he grabbed that man by the arm and jerked him up. And that guy's feet became strong. And that guy began to run all up and down the steps of the temple, praising God. Now, to me, folks, that's a miracle. That wasn't a healing. That was a miracle. Well, that exact thing happened to me with Johnny Brumfield when I was in Manny, Louisiana. That man hadn't walked a step in 21 months. His legs were crippled. He had been in ICU 30 days. They'd put steel braces on him, put all kinds of steel plates in his legs and everything else. He had not walked a step in 21 months. And I walked over to where he was, made him a promise from God's word. I stood on that promise in the name of Jesus. And then I told him, I said, now, do you believe that? He said, I do. He said, I'm a Southern Baptist. If it's written in that book, I believe it. Well, it don't make any difference whether you're Southern Baptist or Northern Baptist or whatever Baptist you are, or you're Methodist or Catholic or anything else. God ain't looking for your denomination. He's looking for you to have faith. And I reached up and grabbed Johnny Brumfield. When he said, I believe that, I said, well, stand up. Take the steel off and stand up. And he took that steel off and threw it down there and bent his legs. And I reached down to pick him up. And when I did, it hurt. Oh, Thurman, it hurts. I said, don't go by what you see or feel or nothing. Just come on. And I just jerked him out of there. I mean, I was just jerking him out of himself. I jerked him up right there and he stood up. And of course, as he's standing, I can see the unbelief all over him. I can't do this. So I got to do something quick or he's going to be back down there. So I jerked him. I said, well, come on, Johnny, take a step. You can. So I jerked him once, twice, three times. I said, you can walk. And I turned him loose, and he walked around the podium three times, and then he broke and ran to the back door and back down the front with both hands up screaming, God is awesome. Well, let me tell you, God is awesome. He's still awesome. He's still doing miracles just like he did 2,000 years ago when he was here on this earth. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And there ain't nothing. All you got to do is repent of sin and believe him and his promises. Look at this awesome promise. I assure you, or I tell you the truth, that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Just think. If that one verse is true, then why don't we use that thing more often than we do? If we believe that verse is true, then that verse literally says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I can believe it with my heart, it's mine. Is that what it says? So why do we go around confessing, oh, I'm old, or I'm tired, or I'm weak, or I can't do this, or I can't do that? Why do we go around saying those stupid things? Just like the other day, I had a test the other day. I hadn't had one of these in a long time, praise God. I guess it's because Kathy, that works here for me, I call her my daughter. She's just about the same age my real daughter was and everything. But Kathy woke up the other night with a severe headache. She had to tell me about it the next morning. She said, Pastor, I had a real test last night. She said, for two hours, I was in agony. I hurt so bad. But she said, I was not about to take any kind of medication or nothing. And so she said, I just stood on the word and asked the Lord if I'd done anything wrong and drove that thing away and said, now I'm going to go to bed. And when I wake up in the morning, I ain't going to have no headache. She said, I went to bed. It took me a while to get to sleep with that pain. But she said, when I woke up the next morning, Pastor, I had no headache. I feel like a new woman this morning. Well, it wasn't but just a few days after that till I woke up in the middle of the night the other night, and I had a splitting headache. It was so bad it woke me up. I ain't had one of them things in years. Of course, I lay there for a few minutes, and I rebuked the enemy. I asked God, Lord, is there something I done that brought this upon me? I said, it probably was. You know, I said, I probably do so many things wrong that I don't know. I want to repent, Lord, if I've done something. I don't want this headache, and I know I have authority and power over this thing, so I'm never going to agree with this headache. So in a few minutes, I thought, well, I got to get up and go to the bathroom anyway. So I just got up and went to the bathroom. As I'm walking to the bathroom, I turned the light on. And immediately when I turned the light on, there was this thought come just as clear. You need an aspirin. I said, there ain't no way I need an aspirin. I said, I ain't going there with you, devil of hell. I said, you can say all you want to, but I'm capturing every thought, and the only thing I need is Jesus. I said, I don't need no aspirin. So I went in and went to the bathroom. I said, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you that everything in my body is working perfect. I want to thank you that I don't have a headache. And somebody says, you're crazy. You got a headache. I said, yep, but I'm calling things that be not as though they are. I don't have a headache. The Word of God says I can have whatever I say with my mouth if I can believe with my heart. Is that what it said? Well, if it says that, then I don't have a headache. I don't have nothing wrong with me. I am completely healed and strong, and I am going to go back to bed. I'm going to lay down. I'm going to finish my sleep tonight. I'm going to wake up in the morning, and I'm going to be a ball of fire when I get up in the morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And guess what? I woke up the next morning. I was a ball of fire, ready to go to work. In fact, I woke up about 7 o'clock. You know, I needed to go to Dallas to pick up some stuff anyways. And so I headed to Dallas, and I got those seals and came back. Praise the Lord all the way down there. Praise Him all the way back. And when I got back, it praised Him putting the thing back together, and everything just went together perfect. You know, didn't have any problems. And so I just thought, wow, you know, God, you're so good. So when the trials and tests comes, what does God tell us to do? Praise Him. That's exactly right. Praise Him for the trials and tests. Somebody says, this don't make no sense at all. Well, there's a whole lot of things God does that I don't understand. But all I know is what He did tell me to do, and He did tell me to praise Him through it all, right? So I'm going to praise Him and thank Him, and I'm going to get over it. And of course, I got over my headache, and I thought, well, praise the Lord. I ain't going to have no more of these. Because what does it say? If I really believe and do not doubt in my heart, I can have whatever I say. Is that right? So if we believe that verse is real, and of course, I have proven that verse over and over, you know, many times, if we believe that, then why do we go around confessing all the negative things we're confessing? I'm old, I'm weak, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, I mean, a while ago I was sitting back there with Paul, and we were talking about these precious little ones that were singing and all the stuff they were doing, praising the Lord. And Paul said, you know, what a privilege it must be for children to be raised up in this place. Do you know what these children that are raised in this place can become? Anything they want to become. They will know no limitations. They will know and understand because of dad and granddad and everybody else that's around here that knows how to pray, that every time we need something, just like my own little grandson, he come over here a while back, he wanted something, and so grandmother and him, they prayed. And somebody told him later, said, are you going to get that? He said, absolutely. And said, well, how do you know you're going to get it? He said, because we prayed. I mean, my goodness, if we prayed, it's going to happen, right? And it always does. And I just want you to know that that one verse right there, Mark 11:23, if you believe that verse, anything you say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, you can have it. It's just like God said, you can speak to the mountain. But don't be like the woman that spoke to the mountain, and next morning got up and walked out there and looked out her kitchen window and said, well, just what I thought, it ain't gone yet. It ain't never going to be gone with that kind of faith. You're going to have to believe. You're going to have to believe. In Colossians 1, it says, this letter is from Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. It is written to God's holy people in the city of Colossae, who are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. Okay, verse 3 and 4. We always pray for you. You know, I stop and think about that. Whenever Paul said, we always pray for you. How many of you had somebody come in and say, I wish you'd pray for my sister, pray for my brother, or pray for me? Whatever, and you say, okay, I will, and then you walk off, and you will never think about them again. Have you ever done that? Sure, I've done that myself. Used to, that's the way I used to do things. You know, I'd think somebody asked me to pray for them. Well, I mean, you know, okay, so it's nice to ask somebody to pray for somebody, you know, but I don't know him, you know, or her, you know, so, I mean, would you pray for my sister? Well, I don't even know your sister's name, you know, so how am I going to pray for your sister? But, you know, we don't say that. We just say, yes, I'll pray for her, you know, and then we walk off and 2 seconds later, you don't even remember them making that statement, right? So you didn't pray. So you know what to do when somebody said, will you pray for my sister? Stop and say, what's her name? Let's do that right now. But Thurman, we're in a restaurant and there's people all around us. Hey, praise God. Let's just both of us stand up right here at the table and hold our hands up and pray. That's just like the other night, Cheryl and I and Eldon and Nancy went over to the Cracker Barrel. We're standing in line there to get in. And all of a sudden, this couple brought this older woman in a wheelchair with her, something wrong with her feet. We're waiting at the front of the line to go eat, and we say, ma'am, what's wrong with you? And she told us. We said, you know, are you a Christian? She said, of course. I asked the other, are you Christians? And man and woman that were there with her, yes. I said, well, how about us praying for her? So me and Eldon is down there on his knees in front of the thing, anointing her with oil on her feet and praying the prayer of faith for her. Amen. I'm up there with my hands on her head. And this lady, the one that brought him in there after that, when we ain't quiet, let me tell you. This lady says, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. Do you know that this ought to be an ongoing common experience for Christians? I mean, when we walk in someplace and somebody has a need, especially if we ask them if they're our brother and sister in Christ, and they say yes, and you know they have a need to pray, what should we do? Pray. Right there. Wouldn't it have been awesome, you know, if God had done a miracle and that lady had jumped out of there? And, of course, I haven't seen her since, but I'm believing with all my heart God said something. I think he fixed her feet, took away the coldness or whatever it was that were in her feet. Because Eldon was over there rebuking the devil, commanding the arteries to open and the veins to open and the blood to flow so her feet wouldn't be ice cold. You know, I did that for Cheryl when we first met, you know, and God healed her feet that first night, the first day we ever had. We sat out in the car for 4 hours and just talked. I mean, God told us to get married, and I'd already asked her to marry me, but I had never had a date with her. I mean, that's kind of unique too, you know, I know, but we're just sitting out there talking, you know, and as we're sitting there talking, because I don't know her and she don't know me, you know, but yet we already asked her to marry me and she's already agreed. And so I hardly even know her last name, you know, so my goodness gracious. I mean, this is not normal, I know, you know, but this is the way God did it. But as we're sitting there talking, all of a sudden she cranks the car up. I said, Cheryl, what's wrong? She said, well, I'm cold. My feet are cold. And I said, but it's not cold. It's warm outside. She said, well, I'm cold. I said, have you been like this very long? She said, well, all my life. I said, well, do you want to stay like this? And she says, what do you mean? I said, well, God made us an awesome promise in Matthew 18:19. So I said, before you pray, what's possible? Nothing. After you pray, what's impossible? Nothing. That's exactly right.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast, in its entirety, entitled Praise Him for Trials and Tests, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.